the microphone checker, they better respect it. You came up from nothing to something. Your vision, your mission, they listen. You give them perspective and they pay attention. Opinion rebuttal don't offer. I'm mentally filling up all of your coffers. I say what I mean and I mean what I say, because in this lane Derek's the right of way. Cruising and gripping the curb. Realness is finally served. Arguments don't get deferred. Derek Lane has the last word. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? I am Derek Lane, and I want to welcome you all to episode number 53 of the Last Word podcast. Big ups to all of my day one listeners, and what's good to all of my new listeners who are making this day one. On this show, we elevate and excel. Mediocrity is not a trait of the winner's circle. Check this out. I started this podcast to be an aid to everyone who is out there on the grind and trying to push their dreams to the next level. Everyone's path is different, but requirements are the same. There's nuance to it. And I picked up on these common themes through every goal I accomplished. I was like, damn, okay, even though I was going for this, I had similarities when attaining this. So I wanted to highlight this nuance and be that extra companion on your way. I want everyone to succeed who wants to succeed and know that liberating feeling of finding and living in your purpose. So with that being said, this episode might be one of the most important principles that you are going to experience and have to grow accustomed to, and that's dealing with shit. There's always going to be something going on that you are going to have to juggle. The conditions are not always going to be optimal. Matter of fact, the conditions will rarely be optimal. There will always be a test. You are going to have to learn how to perform when you just don't feel like it. You are going to have to push through on your trash-ass days. As I record this, today is a trash-ass day. I just want to lay up in bed, lights off, and say, fuck it all. But I think back over the week. I'm late with my podcast. Spring break was busy with the kids, so I couldn't hop on and record in time for a Monday release. Then earlier in the week, I was nonstop busy, and I couldn't hop on and record then. And today, just fuck. But in this moment, I remember this is par for the course. Life doesn't stop. As we move on and excel, the tests don't get easier, they get harder. And you can't just not show up when you have an exam. Well, you can. You can not show up, but you fail. You can drop out of the class. You have a choice. You don't have to participate in this game. You don't have to be better. You don't have to push through. But even if you elect mediocrity, which we don't subscribe to on the Last Word podcast, there's still going to be a test. You still have to show up. It's like high school. You have regular classes, you have honors classes, you have AP classes. There's still work in each of those levels. There's still tests. Life goes on outside of the classroom as well, but you have to compartmentalize and show up for those deadlines and due dates. I also want to pause and highlight on compartmentalizing for a second. Compartmentalization is not a permanent storage bin. You still have to deal with it. You still have to deal with exactly what you're putting away for that moment. You have to face it. If not, it'll find you again, and it will be backed and powered by everything that you stuffed away before and didn't deal with. But that's a whole nother topic for a different day. So back to this. When you go for your dreams, you are in the AP courses of life. More is demanded of you. More is expected. When Big said, more money, more problems, it's real because the old problems don't go away either. You just have a longer test with more problems to answer to. But I don't just say this to discourage you from the road. I say this to encourage you because the rewards at the end of this are far greater. You don't have to live wishing for a certain life or experiences. You can have it all, but you got to push through the trash ass days. Thank you all for tuning in this week. Thank you for rocking with your boy and giving me your time. Hopefully there is something you can take away from this episode and keep grinding. Hopefully it reminds you to push through. If you are having a trash ass day, but you know you are trying to elevate and excel, hopefully you can take away this mindset that you got to go through it. There are some days where you're going to have to shut down. I respect that too. But for the most part, these are normal occurrences of life that I'm talking about. There's just regular ebbs and flows to day-to-day grinds. And you're going to have to push through like those moments. And that's what I want to get across for this episode. It's all good. It's going to be great. It's going to be up. I am your host, Derek Lane, and this was The Last Word. And as always, remember, go be great.